And how did you get involved in murals? How did that happen?
I think I just knew that I wanted to do it and talk to people. And so I think one of the first ones was one in a school. And they basically, things just came my way by just talking to people and.
Were there people that studied with you, or were there people who
No.
came with the, for from the States with you, or?
No, they were just people that I met in London. So sort of friends, or I don't know, when you're in your early 20s and you just meet people. But, so I did this, I think the first one I did in London. Okay, so I work with children in the infant school, painting exterior wall in Clapham, and I also painted something in Soho, which was through. I think they must have put a notice saying that they were looking for people to paint a mural on a hoarding.
So that was Wicks Lane. Was
Wicks Lane was the the school one.
yeah, that was the school one. So when you got involved with that, what did you expect from it?
I don't think I had any real expectations. And I'm not sure how we arrived at working with the children, whether that was part of the original plan. And there was a teacher there who was very keen on making it happen. There was a big wall. I can't remember what was there before, probably nothing. And I don't know, I don't know how much they wanted the children to be involved, but it just seemed it was the obvious thing to just get them to paint on the wall. And they were quite small, they were like 5 or 6. And I think the subject was all sort of monsters monsters and volcanoes, which I think that was maybe a project they were doing or what they liked to do. And they had all drawn a monster or a volcano. And so they, on paper in school, and then I would have one or two of them at a time and have them paint their monster straight on the wall and just encourage them to paint as large as they can. And I just remember that I spent most of the time sort of washing them afterwards. Like, they put on old shirts and so on, but they'd get paint everywhere, and you'd have to go in and wash everything off their hands and their fingernails. And, so their attention span wasn't great. And so you'd have them maybe painting their monster for 20 minutes, and then you'd be washing them for 20 minutes. And then, I actually painted in their monsters because, it was a brick wall. It wasn't easy to get the paint in all the crevices. And so, they would do the basics and get their outlines and their colours and, maybe paint in areas. But then I would sort of finish it up for them.